Al-Rantisi Hospital for Children in Gaza City remains a key pediatric facility in the Gaza Strip. Among its patients is 5-year-old Camille, who has been diagnosed with meningitis. His mother, Nariman Barakat, displaced by the ongoing conflict, has stayed by his side throughout his treatment. She said they have been living in a tent in the Sheikh Radwan neighborhood of Gaza City after her family's home was destroyed by Israeli bombardments.
There are no services at all here in Gaza. Sewage water is abundant around us in the tent. No matter what instructions or warnings I gave to my son, I could not have prevented him from playing in it. The tent is the same place where he eats, sleeps, and plays. I lost control of him, as I couldn't restrict the movement of a child like him who always wants to play. As a Palestinian people, we appeal to all to help us and stand by us.
Nariman is not the only displaced mother with the children who suffers due to the lack of services, proper nutrition, or even clean water. Yasmin Maslah is a mother of four. She is an impoverished, displaced woman from the northern Gaza Strip. She now lives out of a tent in Al-Nasr Street in western Gaza City. Yasmin complained of the lack of hygiene and constant cleaning difficulties she faces while living in the road.
Every time and then, I see lots of dust on my children. There are no hygiene materials at all. For food, we try to knock on the doors of local kitchens for hot meals, but every time, they turn us down. I swear, I don't know where to get some food. We can barely get access to clean water. Even washing water is always scarce.
Health officials in the Gaza Strip say around 400 cases of meningitis have been reported, with several recent child deaths linked to the outbreak. They warn that the spread of infection is being fueled by widespread shortages of food, including infant formula, and poor sanitation conditions across the territory. Dr. Raghib Warsh Agha is a senior pediatric doctor with the Al-Rantisi Hospital in Gaza City.
At the hospital, we suffer from a lack of medicines and milk for children, and we call on all relevant international bodies to ensure the delivery of essential supplies, including medical equipment, medicines, fuel to run the hospital, and proper food to support children's immunity.
Over the past few weeks, many food items, including powdered milk, have been lacking in the territory due to the limited entry of food supplies into Gaza. Goods available in the local market sell for skyrocketing prices that neither Nariman nor Yasmin can afford. Since March 18, the Israeli military has resumed operations against the Islamist Hamas party across the Gaza Strip and has blocked the entry of hundreds of truckloads of aid and goods intended for Gaza's 2.3 million residents. Israeli officials say the restrictions are aimed at preventing Hamas from gaining access to humanitarian supplies. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.